Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, there's been widespread condemnation of those behind a security alert at a peace conference in Belfast. The Foreign Affairs Minister was among those who had to be evacuated from the area. 19,866 new cases of COVID-19 reported this afternoon. It comes as it's confirmed Dr. Tony Holohan is to leave his position as Chief Medical Officer to take up a position at Trinity College in Dublin. Some people are still testing positive on antigen tests even after 7 days of self-isolation, according to a GP, and efforts are being made to tackle the pressures at Letterkenny University Hospital. Later in the bulletin, we'll have sports news with Oisin. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with widespread condemnation of the security alert at a peace conference in Belfast this afternoon, organised by the John and Pat Hume Foundation. The Foreign Affairs Minister, Simon Coveney, was speaking at the event this morning. He was brought to a secure location after a hijacked van containing a suspect device was abandoned outside the venue. A controlled explosion was carried out this afternoon. Local MP John Finucane says the attack was disgraceful.
I understand that homes have had to be evacuated, and this has brought huge disruption to the entire area. There's no place for this, and I think that we need to see strong condemnation as to what has happened this morning, because the people of North Belfast do not want this.
19,866 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported this afternoon. 9,324 cases were confirmed through PCR tests, while a further 10,542 people registered positive antigen tests through the HSE portal yesterday. As of 8 o'clock today, 1,466 people with COVID-19 were being treated in Irish hospitals, 55 of them in ICU. Latest figures for Letterkenny University Hospital show 68 infected patients, one of them in intensive care. Well, some people are still testing positive on antigen tests even after 7 days of self-isolation. That's according to a GP. It comes as the government considers reducing the length of time that people need to self-isolate. With more, here's Andrew Louth.
There appears to be a push within government to lower the required isolation period, according to the Irish Independent. Businesses are facing large numbers of staff missing due to testing positive. Neil MacDonald from ISMI says reducing the isolation period would be welcome.
It would also give employers clarity as to what the appropriate waiting time and absentee time is for an employee. We don't have that clarity at the moment, so this would be extremely useful.
However, we're being warned that some people are still testing positive even after the 7 days of isolation. Monaghan GP, Ilona Duffy.
Well, the advice had been that it was 10 days. You could go back at 7 days if you're antigen negative and you had to then do your antigen test. That had been the advice. And I think that was because we were worried that people were still contagious. And on the ground, what we're seeing as GPs is that people are having symptoms for longer and perhaps testing positive antigen-wise for longer too.
It comes as a new group which would oversee the pandemic is being developed. It would replace NPHET, which is being wound down.
Well, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar tested positive for COVID-19 this morning after attending a number of EU meetings in Brussels yesterday. In a statement, a spokesperson said he had tested negative while in Brussels but received a positive antigen test this morning. Last week, Taoiseach Micheál Martin tested positive while on a St. Patrick's Day mission in Washington. Significant efforts are being made to tackle pressures at Letterkenny University Hospital. Investment is being made to open 23 additional beds in the coming weeks, as well as employ 36 more nurses. A meeting took place this week between the Celta Healthcare Group, senior management at the hospital and others, during which it was confirmed the investment is being made to extend the laboratory at the hospital and also to improve MRI services. Councillor Kieran Brogan says while all these efforts are to be welcomed, the health system as a whole needs to be closely looked at.
We were, I suppose, looking for an update on what efforts and what steps has been made to improve the challenges that's there, and we're happy now to get confirmation of the extra beds that will be in place in the next number of weeks. We have to acknowledge the work and the efforts being made by many people to try and overcome the huge challenges, the biggest challenges in our health service in the history of our state, and there's huge investment going in as well in the areas of capital as well, and with the extension to the lab and indeed the improvements to MRI as well, and the proposed improvements in the area of renal as well, and home dialysis coming down the track. So I think we have to acknowledge that there's an awful lot of people trying their best to overcome the challenges there. And what we need now is a team effort from everyone right across the board of the HSE, and that includes the primary care as well, and the GPs, to see if we can put more supports into the community. We need to be mindful of the people that need the urgent care in the hospital system.
And indeed, while these supports are to be welcomed, as you mentioned there, COVID, it's vital that people, the public, take this on board, the warning that COVID is still a huge issue at the moment, and this would in turn alleviate some initial problems at the hospital.
There's no doubt it's still presenting a huge challenge to the day-to-day running of the hospital, and indeed it's affecting the patients that need the care most. I'm glad now that we're working together as a team to try and come up with more solutions to this whole area going forward, because I think we need to make sure that we have the proper resources in place.
Councillor Kieran Brogan. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Tony Houlihan is to step down from the role. He's been appointed as Professor of Public Health Strategy and Leadership at Trinity College Dublin. He'll take up that role on July 1st. The Taoiseach paid tribute to the outgoing CMO today, saying his professionalism and calm and personable nature gave people all the assurance they needed during the pandemic. Dr. Houlihan, who's been in the role for 14 years, said it was a great privilege to serve in the position, adding he was excited by the new opportunity. More than 12,000 Ukrainian refugees have come to Ireland since the start of the war. Of those, over 6,000 have applied for accommodation. The Department of Integration says they are now in temporary homes. Nearly 3,000 hotel rooms have been filled. Last night, the Ukrainian president noted EU member states' support for his country, saying Ireland almost supports Ukraine. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he won't be reading too much into that comment.
We're a military-neutral country, but again, we explained that we supported, or through constructive abstention, we facilitated, the EU peace facility, which has been of enormous support to the Ukrainian people. So I wouldn't overstate it.
Meanwhile, the US will provide 50 billion cubic metres of liquefied natural gas to Europe over the next 9 years. It's part of a new measure to cut Europe's reliance on Russian fuel. It comes as EU leaders met again amid calls for the bloc to ban all fuel imports from Russia. The EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the pact with the US is a very positive one.
The cooperation shows the power of our democracies. I particularly welcome that we will step up our respective action on strengthening democracies, the rule of law, the freedom of media in the world. And we also need to continue adapting our own democracies to a changing world.
A Donegal TD says British government plans to introduce an electronic travel authorisation system for cross-border travel on the island of Ireland is unworkable and must be scrapped. Irish citizens would be exempt from this requirement, as would UK citizens, but Deputy Joe McHugh says in the context of cross-border working, it's an impractical proposition.
The sad reality is that the House of Lords put down an amendment and they didn't accept it. It's not across the line yet. It is unworkable because of the complexity of our working and open relationship north and south as well, but also from a tourism point of view, makes no sense. There's a British-Irish intergovernmental conference today. Simon Coven is going to be at it, so I know our ambassador in London is very, very proactive on this issue as well, but we have to ensure that this doesn't happen, because it's I think it's outrageous, to be honest.
Deputy Joe McHugh speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show. Detectives in Derry are appealing for witnesses and information following what's been described as an aggravated burglary in the Clondara area last night. At around 25 to 10, police received a report that a number of masked men armed with hammers and baseball bats entered a flat in the area. They were dressed in black clothing and were wearing face coverings and sunglasses. A man who was in the flat at the time of the incident was unharmed but left badly shaken. Donegal County Council is urging people to be aware of the dangers of wildfires after the Department of Agriculture today issued a Condition Orange fire danger notice. That notice remains in effect until midday on Monday next. With more, here's Daniel Brennan.
The department says the warning covers all areas where there is dry gorse, heather, grasses and vegetation. In a statement today, Donegal County Council is urging landowners and members of the public to exercise caution and to take all necessary measures to prevent the occurrence of wildfires. Any uncontrolled or unattended fires should be reported immediately to the fire service. The council is also urging people not to engage in activities that could cause wildfires. And where possible, it says householders or building owners in areas susceptible to wildfire should remove or cut back any vegetation in the immediate vicinity of their home, building or oil tank. Under the Wildlife Act, it is an offence to burn or otherwise destroy any vegetation growing on uncultivated land from March 1st to August 31st.
Five pubs across the country are to be transformed into community hubs during quiet trading times under a new pilot scheme from the government. One of them will be in Donegal. It'll see bars transformed into the likes of digital hubs, community cinemas, book clubs, arts and crafts workshops and meeting spaces. The Vintners Federation of Ireland will select five pubs in Donegal, Cavan, Kerry, Clare and Cork as part of a pilot rollout of the initiative. €50,000 in funding will be available from government. There's more details on our website, highlandradio.com. Students across the country gathered today to demand greater climate action by the government. Protests were held in several counties, including Donegal, Dublin, Cork and Galway. The event was organised by Fridays for Future. A West Donegal councillor says the Gola Island pipeline remains a dangerous issue which needs to be addressed after another close call. Another boat struck the 100 metres of exposed water pipeline earlier this week. Local councillor Micheál Colum-Michael-Aspach says the approval and materials required to sink the pipe have been acquired by Donegal County Council for a number of months, but yet no action has been taken. He says the lack of action is demonstrative of the council's attitude to Donegal's island communities.
I think it just shows the attitudes and the contempt that I believe that the council has towards our smaller communities, our island communities. The water pipe going that feeds Gola Island, where people depend obviously on the water supply to cook, to wash, and also to feed animals, has been floating for the last over a year. Parts of it has been fixed and parts of it hasn't. More pipe is floating. And I just believe that the Donegal County Council has failed yet again our island community by not securing this pipeline on the seabed as it should be. For me, I just believe that it's just the dismissive attitude of the council towards our, some of our smaller island communities. This issue could have been resolved way last year. We could have looked at other ways to make sure that it's bedded well down into the sea. Not good enough, first and foremost, that the island community are without water. People also depend on their livelihoods on the island as well. We have a situation where people are back and forth to the islands and others who are out fishing, and this could cause serious damage, serious injury or death itself. And is it a case that we have to wait until somebody is dead or seriously injured before action is taken properly? And I believe that the island community, not alone by the council but also by state, have been left behind.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
17 minutes past five. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with Gaelic Games. The GPA has voted unanimously to escalate its response as the row over player expenses with the GAA continues. Expenses were capped by the GAA due to the pandemic, and GPA members are still seeking a return to 2019 levels at the very least. In response, players will not make themselves available for interviews or promotional events until the matter is resolved. Basically, that means Donegal players will not be speaking after their game this weekend against Armagh. And it could be a similar situation for the hurlers as well, because Donegal are kicking off a big weekend for Donegal GAA. The hurlers will play Sligo in Division 2B in the semi-final at the O'Donnell Park tomorrow afternoon. The winner, of course, will go through to play Derry in the league final. Earlier in the campaign, Donegal had a 2-point win over a Sligo. Former Donegal player Colin Brannock will be watching the game for Highland Radio Sport tomorrow. He says it's a big game for Donegal.
Look, Oisin, it's first of all, it's fantastic to be in a league semi-final. I mean, we were talking at the start of the year how Mickey and the guys would have been targeting survival in Division 2B, and now here we are talking about semi-final. So I think all credit due to everybody for getting us this far. It will be a big match. Now, I have to say, because I was down at the first Sligo game, and the one that Donegal won with 2 points. Now Donegal are heading into that without two big players. Do you know what I mean? They had Richie Ryan inside full forward the last day. He's now injured. Jack O'Loughlin is injured. So Mickey does have to kind of plan without key players, but I would be expecting that Donegal would be well able for this. They have a lot of good young players on the bench. We've seen that in the last couple of games. And to be honest, it's brilliant to be talking about. league semi-finals and the sun shining and the fastball, and it's going to be like a summer's day out in O'Donnell Park tomorrow, and I can't wait to see it.
That game starts at 2 o'clock. We'll have regular updates from The Clash. Tom Comack and Colin Brannock will be watching that one tomorrow. And then the second of the doubleheader at the Letterkenny venue will be on Sunday as Armagh are the visitors to the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny for the final round of Division 1 of the Allianz National Football League, with a lot at stake. Armagh, of course, are safe, and with a win, they could make it through to the league final to take on Kerry. From a Donegal point of view, to secure their safety, they need to win on Sunday. Now, they could draw the match, and depending on results elsewhere, they could also still be in the top flight, and they could even suffer a defeat on Sunday and remain in Division 1 as well. But score difference is going to come into play. The calculators will need to be out. It's Survival Sunday, and Donegal are going to be in the heat of the battle this coming weekend. There is, of course, full live match coverage from that match here in Highland. It starts at 1:45, and we'll be throwing in our preview of the game at 1:30 on Sunday afternoon. Here's Highland's match analyst, Martin McHugh.
From Donegal's point of view, I think it's not a bad thing. We've got to win a game. We've got to win a game in Letterkenny, and we've got to get out there and show what we're about. And my opinion, keep Woods to the game, carry the ball as much as we can and run at Armagh. And then definitely, we saw last Sunday when we kicked high ball into the Dublin full back lane, the problems we caused for them, maybe start putting more ball in and on top of whatever full back lanes we're playing against. But I think it's a good way to go into the last game of the league. I think even you could get beat, you could end up staying up and everything else. So calculators all out all over Ireland on Sunday.
And it's a similar situation for Tyrone in Division 1, just like Donegal. They know if they can win in Kerry on Sunday, they will be safe. But going to Kerry and trying to take victory can be a tall order. Tyrone, even a point might do the All-Ireland champions to stay in the top flight, but it's all to play for. As for Derry, they know if they win in Navan against Meath, and Galway helped them out against Roscommon, Rory Gallagher side could find themselves playing top flight football next season. The Ulster Under 20 Football Championship starts tonight with a preliminary round clash of Down and Fermanagh. That's a Park Essler in Newry. The winner of that game will go through to play Tyrone in the quarterfinals next Friday night. Donegal and Derry are also in action next Friday in the last date of that competition. On to golf. It's been a good day for Graham McDowell. The Ulster man carded another 4-under-68 in round 2 of the Corliss Punta Cana Championship. That means he sits at one shot off the lead at the moment as the second round continues. American Adam Schunk and Ben Martin are the leaders at 9-under. Seamus Power is one down through 5 of his final group match with Keith Mitchells at the WGC match play event. A win would book the Waterford golfers' place in the last 16. Shane Lowry is one down after the first hole of his Group 16 contest with Brooks Koepka. Stephanie Meadows made the turn on 1-under par on day 2 of the JTBC Classic. She's 9 shots off the course lead, which is Denmark's Nanna Cortez Medson. Leona Maguire goes out after 8 o'clock Irish time from 3-under. In football, Kevin Kelleher will make just a second Republic of Ireland start in tomorrow's friendly with Belgium. The Liverpool goalkeeper comes in for the injured Gavin Bazuna. Ireland captain is Seamus Coleman, and the Killybegs man says the squad is blessed with fine goalkeeping options.
To be completely honest with you, they're two exceptional goalkeepers. Like what we see in training on a daily basis from both of them, they're both to a very, very high standard, both very humble lads as well, which is important, and both very eager to have a career in the game. And you know, as I said, it's early days for them, but if they keep that mentality that they have along with the quality, then you know they can go a long way.
On the international front, Northern Ireland have a friendly this evening. They're travelling to Luxembourg for a 7:15 start, while in the Irish Premiership, there's one game, Larne taking on Ballymena United. No matches in the Premier Division of the SSE or Trusty League this evening due to the international break, but there is a full programme in Division 1. The United Rugby Championship action for this weekend starts tonight. Munster take on Benetton at Musgrave Park. That one starts 7:30. Ulster, of course, play tomorrow. They're aiming to become the first visiting team to beat a South African side on their home soil in the competition when they take on the Stormers. There's also relegation worries on the rugby front for City of Derry, currently second from bottom in All-Ireland League Division 2. They're playing third from bottom Sunday's Wales. There's three games to go, and tomorrow at Judges Road could be a huge day for Derry and their fight against relegation. While Letterkenny are looking to make a date in Ravenhill and Belfast on Cup Final Day and the semi-finals of the Gordon West Cup tomorrow, they're travelling to take on Virginia. Finally, in rugby, more relegation worries around Raphoe, and for both the men and the women. Tomorrow, the men play their final home game of the season against North Down. A defeat for North Down, that would mean a Raphoe victory, and North Down would be relegated. However, if that's flipped around and Raphoe get beat, they will need a win in their final game of the season next Saturday away to Mosley if they are to stay in the Premier League in Ulster. Tomorrow is also the final game on the 20-year-old Astro pitch. Work will start on the new surface shortly. The women have three games left as well in the Ulster Premier League, and the Raphoe side are hoping to pick up points in their closing matches if they are also to avoid the drop. So listen, there's a lot of relegation talk in various sports this weekend. Hopefully the Northwest sides can pull themselves out off the drop zones. Chinean Sports, Baymage, Arashari, Shamara, Igadah Clug.
Gramahagath, Oshin, Agasanish, Unnuch, Alevich, Colum Ferreter.
Jemiratashiv, Colum Ferreter, and Shal, and the Priefs Guilty. Kalyuri, Her Okaj, Vronte, Glor, Nigail, and Jerry Sharton, Yasha, and Gi Dor. Jantar, and Okaj, Oskulch, and you, and San Araclan, Bay Sholu Loron, Bay Kyol, on Kranog, August Bechas Bantis, Alinya, and Cantor Achul, the Marin E. Ari. August Chaspanthers her and Fishan Gidor on air Lasagna Nigella Asbug. Bessash and Kjol a North and Chihuri Big. August Turris Gogola Trinona Amara. Majin Amara Egehinia Gaclug. Just Saharn Egerilahani Hain August the Tree by Cardlan Dowsa. Tradition to Chad Jack and Glashy. August by La Oskulcha Daravanam Uber and Fobble. Le Groupi Pobble. Foil con lorch a good ubra atul on a new padrig door on a don luhe August a cranog na dirty bugger August ig ashlan ran the farstia. Jasahar nagashea clug ig austin the courtsha shol he mared ni weeny ap torasora to ur August jan her okaj vronta a kaluru and a ogre her butchery a comortis glorning yell nabliana August bay kyola dayan ni canon manus lunny August catch ni canaman. And Jadoni, Charter Lagus, Fee, Bay, Afrin, Roni, a Kelleru, Homai, Agus Bay, the Okaj Branta, Glorny Gale. Fogri Targoil, Kishche, the Hodge Kerry, Kid Mili Euro Cadiha, Con Lyathu Santasa, a Yenif, and Hishche Scholar Acta, the Locked Frastal, Ear One Skull, a Jesh, Nichira, Con Frastal, Kursi, Gaeligat, Sigeltacta, a Ri, and Tauri, Muyen and Ratchis, the Hodge, run the Geltacta, Goil, and Estiot, Vliantul Brescia, the Art Gates, a Shaska Villa, Lias, Arnold, the Gaulish, Tigeligat. Idir Jesh Geltukta a Ardu ar Yontish Game na Fol Lomori Gilige. Sin ma hodse Eli Gullier, Slanagus Banner.
Colum Hagath Colum Agusanish on I'm Sure. Continuing generally dry and fair this evening, but an isolated shower can't be ruled out. Those clear and dry spells will persist into the evening with winds remaining light, some mist and fog patches forming with lowest overnight temperatures of around 3 to 5 degrees Celsius. Early spring sunshine will clear away any lingering mist and fog in the morning. It'll be another rather pleasant day of clear and sunny spells. Highs on Saturday, 13 to 17 degrees Celsius with some light winds. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Main stories in brief. There has been widespread condemnation of those behind a security alert at a peace conference in Belfast organised by the John and Pat Hume Foundation. The Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney among those evacuated from the area. 19,866 new cases of COVID-19 reported this afternoon. 9,324 positive PCR tests, while 10,542 people registered positive antigen tests through the HSE portal. The Thonaigh tested positive for COVID-19 this morning, meanwhile after attending a number of EU meetings in Brussels. The Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, is to step down from the role. He's been appointed as a Professor of Public Health Strategy and Leadership at Trinity College in Dublin. He'll take up the role on July 1st. And more than 12,000 Ukrainian refugees have come to Ireland since the start of the war. We're back with news again at 6 o'clock. Good evening. the obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 25th of March. The death has taken place of Elizabeth Lily O'Connor, née O'Donnell, 3 Tyrconnell Street, Derry. Funeral from her home on Monday morning at 20 past 10, going to St Eugene's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the city cemetery. House private, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Anna Bonner, née McMenamin, 4 The Weavers, Ballybuffet. Her remains will repose at her late residence from 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, with funeral from there on Monday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorlar, at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Drumbo Cemetery. Requiem Mass will be streamed live on churchservices.tv. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to amyloidosis, care of any family member. House private to family and close friends. The death has taken place of Miriam McFadden, Devlin Rea, Carrigart. Her remains will repose at her late residence from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral from there on Sunday to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Mass at 2 p.m, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on the Meva Parish Facebook page. The death has taken place of John Caldwell, Upper Carrick, Carrigart. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday to the Church of St John the Baptist for funeral Mass at 11:30, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Mass can be viewed live on the Meva Parish Facebook page. The death has taken place of Catherine Ina Watson, Tully Garvin, 44, Orchard Road, Strabane. Service of thanksgiving for Ina's life in Strabane Presbyterian Church tomorrow at 12 noon, followed by private family committal. The house is strictly private, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations to either Marie Curie Cancer Care or the Foyle Hospice, care of her son, William Watson, 44, Orchard Road. The death has taken place of Kathleen Doherty, Sledran, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral Mass at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in St Mary's Chapel, Cock Hill, followed by burial in the adjoining churchyard. And the death has occurred in her 101st year of Susan McBride, née Lamb, Duntinny, Kerry Keel. Susan's remains are reposing at her late residence in Duntinny. Removal from there at 1:15 tomorrow afternoon, travelling from her home via Springfield and Tamney to St Columbus Church Massmount for 2 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the St Mary's Fanavolte and St Columbus Massmount Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or McAteer Funeral Directors. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.